This is All Things Considered on KUAR 89.1. I'm Daniel Brain. As the death toll from COVID-19 continues going up and Arkansas officials say the worst is still to come, funeral homes and coroners are preparing to become a lot busier. KUAR's Michael Hiblin has more with a reporter who's been talking with those who consider themselves the, quote, last responders.
Medical examiners, coroners, and funeral home staff are considered essential workers during this pandemic. Reporter Stephanie Smittle wrote about this for the Arkansas Nonprofit News Network and joins me now from a safe distance outside. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, Michael. Thanks for having me.
You note that people who handle the dead are used to a very different process. While people die unexpectedly in accidents or homicides all the time, most deaths from illness are stretched out. How has the coronavirus changed how these people approach their jobs?
One of the people I talked to for this piece was Justin Wittenberg, who is the CEO of Rubel Funeral Home, and the funeral home business has been in his family for three generations. So he took over this business from his father, who took over the business from his father. And what's amazing is that even a person like Justin has never really prepared for anything like this before. One thing they're doing differently is basically for the safety of the families of the deceased and, of course, for the safety of all of the staff at Rubel Funeral Home is to treat every death as if it were a COVID-19 death. And that means that there are a few changes to the way that they do business. For one thing, they are requiring that the deceased's body be embalmed before the family views and spends time with the body. And of course, memorial services are limited in the number of people they can have in any particular gathering. So even for people whose loved ones have died of other causes, they're impacted here as well. Many of those families are choosing to postpone memorial services until they can get the whole family together.
And there's a big unknown about whether or not the virus can be transmitted through a dead body. Explain how they're confronting that possibility.
Sure. So the CDC, Centers for Disease Control, has some guidelines on this. And while they do state that there are no confirmed cases of transmission of the COVID-19 virus as a result of handling a dead body of somebody who died from the virus, they do have a set of guidelines, and the exact amount of risk is still sort of a question mark. And so those guidelines cover not only post-mortem handling of the bodies, but also there are some guidelines about post-mortem testing for COVID-19.
Did any of the people you spoke with admit to being nervous about this?
My general feeling is that they are all planners and that they are all very, very cautious. So Kevin Cleghorn, for example, who is the Saline County coroner and also president of the Arkansas Coroners Association, spoke with us, and you know, he just sort of expressed that they've been on conference calls for weeks and weeks, kind of mobilizing resources, planning. You know, coroner's offices in Arkansas can be standalone entities, or they can have affiliations with hospitals and funeral homes. And so Cleghorn just let me know that, you know, they're sort of in the anticipatory phase of all of this and preparing for their resources to be very strained.
That's Stephanie Smittle, a reporter with the Arkansas Nonprofit News Network. You can read her story on our website, KUAR.org. I'm Michael Hiblin, KUAR News.